Ansel Albert Ernest, Private 2nd Battalion, East Surrey Regiment. My name is Gladys Ansel. Albert Ansel was one of my four elder brothers. We were a large family of 10 children and lived with my parents at Evergreens in Maple Road, Ashted. My father was a contractor, and Albert worked as a gardener's assistant. When war broke out, Albert was 18 and enlisted at Kingston-upon-Thames as a private with the 2nd Battalion, East Surrey Regiment. He went with them to France on the 6th of March 1915. On the 25th of April 1915, just 7 weeks later, he was killed when his battalion was heavily attacked in their trenches at Zonnebeek, Flanders. Losses that day were 3 officers and 82 other ranks killed, 109 wounded and 43 missing. Albert's body was not found, but his name is recorded on the memorial at Ypres Menin Gate in Belgium. My brother was 19 years old.
William John Stanley Arundel, Private, 1st, 3rd and 8th Battalion, Rifle Brigade. My name is William Stanley Arundel. My wife's name is Fanny. William Arundel was our only son. He was born in New Zealand and we came back to live in England with my brother so that William could go to school in England. He enlisted into the Rifle Brigade as a private at the beginning of the war and we didn't see much of him before he was taken prisoner. He died in a prisoner of war camp on 13th of July 1918, somewhere in Germany, and he's buried in a German cemetery at Niedersven. Our son was 24 years old. Our cousin lived at St. Anne's, 205 Barnet Wood Lane, Ashted.
Bill Richard Ingram, Horsfall, Private, 1st Battalion, Coldstream Guards. My name is Cecily Bill. Richard Bill was my youngest brother. We live with my parents and middle brother in the Nest in Ashted. Richard was just 21 when he enlisted in Ashted when the war started and was assigned to the Coldstream Guards as a private. He crossed over to France in December 1914 with the 1st Battalion. His battalion was in the front line at Quincy when the Germans launched a fierce attack on 25th January 1915, during which he was killed. His body was not found, and his name is recorded on Letouquet Memorial in France. My brother was 22 years old.
Birch Henry Private, 2nd 5th Battalion, Durham Light Infantry. My name is Charles Birch, and Henry Birch was my father. Our parents were married in St. Giles Church on Boxing Day, 1903, and we lived in 7 Ormouth Villas in Hatfield Road, Ashted. My father was 38 when he enlisted in December 1915 and was assigned to the 2nd 5th Battalion, Durham Light Infantry. His battalion didn't go overseas until October 1916 when they were sent to Salonika in Greece. Although the actual fighting ended on the 30th September, our soldiers continued to die from malaria or influenza. I was never told how my father died, but believe it was from illness in the 80th General Hospital on 14th October 1918. He's buried in Kerechkoi Hotakoi Military Cemetery in Greece. My father was 41 years old.
Lawrence Clive Bosted, Lieutenant 1st Battalion, Royal Dublin Fusiliers, mentioned in dispatches. My name is Lawrence Bosted and I live with my wife and 3 boys at Grey Wings on the Warren Estate, Ashted. Prior to coming to live in Ashted, we had been living in Ceylon, where our 2 eldest boys were born. Lawrence was our eldest son and was in the Army Cadets before he was obtained his commission in the Royal Dublin Fusiliers. He was a platoon commander with the 2nd Battalion when they arrived to join the Mediterranean Expeditionary Force in Gallipoli in April 1915. He was killed on 28th of June 1915 during a counterattack by the Turkish forces at Sed El Bahr Fort, and he is buried in 12 Tree Kop Cemetery in Turkey. Our son was 21 years old.
Harry Burfitt, Telegraphist, HMS Tipperary.
My name is Beatrice and I'm the elder sister of Harry Burfitt. We lived at 3 Whittaker Cottages, Ashted, with our mother, stepfather and 4 half-siblings. Harry was serving as a telegraphist on the British destroyer HMS Tipperary when it was sunk by the much larger German dreadnought SMS Westfalen at the Battle of Jutland on 1st of June 1916. Only 15 of the crew survived, but Harry was not one of them. His name is recorded on the Portsmouth Naval Memorial. My brother was killed 6 weeks before his 19th birthday.
Butler Albert, Private 8th Battalion, Royal West Surrey Regiment. My name is William Butler, and I live with my wife Lily and our 9 children at 3 Grangemount Cottage, Otways Lane, Ashted. Alfred was our eldest. He enlisted in the 8th Battalion, the Queen's Royal West Surrey Regiment, and was serving with them when, on the 31st of July 1917, his battalion took part in a planned brigade strength attack on the enemy positions at Klein-Zylbeck in Belgium. The battalion lost 3 officers and 32 other ranks, with a further 165 wounded and 105 missing. Alfred was killed on the second day of the attack, but his body was not found. His name is recorded on the Meningate Memorial in Belgium. Our son was 19 years old.
Private Sidney Charles Button, 4th Battalion, Middlesex Regiment.
My name is Edward Button, and I was the youngest of 6 children. My brother Sidney Button was the eldest, and 9 years older than me. Our home before the war had been in Capel, but we moved to 3 Alma Villas, Hatfield Road, Ashted, after 1911. My brother Sidney enlisted in the Middlesex, Duke of Cambridge's own regiment, and would have been eligible for overseas service when he was 19 at the end of 1917. He died in action on the 22nd of August 1918, less than 3 months before the armistice. He is buried in the Gommecourt Cemetery at Hébuterne, France. My brother was not yet 20 years old.
Carter, Charles Edward, Private 16th Battalion, Australian Infantry. My name is Georgina Carter, and I married Charles in 1910. Charles's parents lived in white cottages at Cramshaw Lane, Ashted. Charles and I emigrated to Western Australia before the war and settled near Perth. In March 1917, he enlisted in the Australian Infantry and came back to England for training before being assigned to the 16th Battalion Australian Expeditionary Force. He was serving with them near Amiens when he was wounded on the 8th of August 1918. He was evacuated 3 days later to the 53rd Casualty Clearing Station, but they were unable to save him. And he died the next day on the 12th of August. He is buried in Dayor's Communal Cemetery Extension in France. My husband was 31 years old.
Keats, Alfred Edward, Bombardier, Royal Horse Artillery. My name is Frederick Keats and I am the younger brother of Alfred Keats. We lived at White's Cottage in Agates Lane, Ashted, with my parents and elder sister. Alfred signed up in September 1916 with the Royal Horse Artillery, was transferred to the Royal Engineers in June 1917, and was sent to France attached to the 5th Army HQ Signals Company. He had been married to Elizabeth less than 4 months when he was killed on 9th of September 1917 near Ypres. Alfred is buried in Bard Cottage Alfred is buried in Bard Cottage Cemetery, Belgium. My brother was 22 years old.
Chapman, John William, Private 10th Battalion, Devonshire Regiment. My name is Emily Chapman, and I live with my husband John and our 4 children at 6 The Flats, High Road in Ashted. John and I were married in St Giles Church in 1906. When war broke out, John went to Kingston to volunteer for the army. He was assigned to 10th Battalion, Devonshire Regiment, which landed at Bologna on 23rd of September 1915, but which were quickly diverted to Salonika in Greece. John was at first reported missing near the Bulgarian border on the 24th of April 1917, which gave us hope, but his body was not found and it was decided that he must have been killed in action. His name is recorded on the Doiron Memorial in northern Greece. My husband was 39 years old.
Chapman George Robert James, Private Royal Army Medical Corps. My name is Rose Chapman, and I lived at Fern Cottage on Ashter Common with my 3 sons. My husband George died in 1910, and I was bringing the children up by myself. George Jr. was the eldest child, and signed up for war service in September 1915. He was assigned to the 27th Field Ambulance, Royal Army Medical Corps, and was sent to France in January 1916. We know that he moved to the 25th Field Ambulance in July 1916 and that they were heavily involved in the fighting to the northwest of Arras. George was wounded on the 10th of April 1917. and taken to a Canadian casualty clearing station near Albany, where they tried unsuccessfully to save his life. He died the same day and is buried in Albany Communal Cemetery Extension in France. My son was 22 years old.
Charles William Henry, Gunner in D Battery, 46th Brigade, Royal Field Artillery, Military Medal. My name is Thomas Charles. I lived in Grove Road, Ashted, with my wife, Martha. Our son, William Henry Charles, left home before we came to Ashted and found work in a stately home in Hampshire. He signed up with the Royal Field Artillery and went to France in September 1915, when he was 32. He was serving with D Battery as a gunner at Montauban when he was killed on the 29th of September 1916. We were told that he had been awarded the Military Medal, but we were not told what he had done. We were very proud of him. He is buried in Quarry Cemetery in France. Our son was 33 years old.
Church, Geoffrey William, Lieutenant 7th Battalion, The Buffs, East Kent Regiment, Military Cross. My name is William Church. My wife Elizabeth and I lived at Moormead Shore, which used to be where St Michael's Church is now. We still had three daughters living at home. Our older son Edmund had died in 1907 in his mid-20s, and our younger son Geoffrey joined the 7th Battalion, East Kent Regiment, in September 1915 as a lieutenant. He was awarded the Military Cross in April 1917, but was killed a month later on the 3rd of May, leading his platoon at Cherisy in France. They didn't find his body for burial, but his name is recorded on the Arras Memorial in France. Our son was 31 years old.
Cooper Robert Anthony, Private, 2nd Battalion East Surrey Regiment, also served with 3rd, 13th and 1st Battalion. My name is Robert Cooper, and Robert Anthony Cooper was my younger brother. After we had both left home, our parents lived in one pleasant cottage in Skinner's Lane. When the war started, my brother enlisted at Kingston-on-Thames with 3rd Battalion East Surrey Regiment, was reassigned to the 1st Battalion. This battalion landed at Le Havre in August 1914, was sent to Italy in November 1917, and returned to France in April 1918. Robert survived the war and came home, but he died on the 23rd of February 1919, before his demobilisation papers were processed. He is buried in St Giles Churchyard. My brother was 36 years old.
Corbett Frederick Bernard, Sergeant, 2nd Battalion, Duke of Wellington's, West Riding, Regiment, 5th Division, 13th Brigade. My name is Rhoda, and I was married to Frederick Corbett. Fred's family came to live in the Mays, Woodfield Lane, Ashted, in the 1870s, and he was the youngest of four brothers and one sister. When he was 18, he decided to be a career soldier and enlisted with the Duke of Wellington's Regiment in 1901. He served in South Africa and in the West Indies before he came home and left the army after 8 years' engagement. Fred and I married in 1912 in St Giles Church and came to live at 25 Grove Road. Our son, Frederick Bernard, was born in April 1913. Within a few weeks, Fred re-enlisted. His battalion went to France in August 1914. He was wounded in the hand in September, but not badly enough to be sent home. On the 12th of October 1916, he was reported as wounded and missing during the fighting at Le Translois in France. On the 22nd of October, a Scottish Rifles report said that his body had been found and buried. His grave was not found again. His name is recorded on the Thiepval Memorial in France. My husband was 33 years old.
Culver Arthur, Gunner, 354th Siege Battery, Royal Garrison Artillery. My name is Harriet Culver, and Arthur and I married in 1905 and went to live in Burheath. We had two boys and two girls before Arthur enlisted in December 1916 and was sent to France as a gunner in the Royal Garrison Artillery in May 1917. We don't know when he was wounded, but he was evacuated to the military hospital at Rouen when they were unable to save his life. And he died on the 23rd of March 1918. He is buried at St. Servais Cemetery Extension in France. My husband was 36 years old. Afterwards, I came to Ashted with our four children at One Woodman Cottages in Ashted.
David Wilfred Charlie, Stoker First Class, HMS Good Hope. My name is Albert David. Charlie was my younger brother and the baby of a large family. We lived at 11 Alma Villas, Hatfield Road. Ashted, next door to my grandparents, lived at number 10. Charlie joined the Royal Navy before the war as a stoker. He'd already been serving on the HMS Good Hope, an armoured cruiser, for over 3 years when, on the 1st of November 1914, his ship was engaged by the German cruiser Scharnhorst off the coast of Chile at Kordmandel. Although crippled by enemy shells, the Good Hope charged directly at the German ships in an unsuccessful attempt to ram the Scharnhorst. At 7 p.m, her front magazine exploded, and the Good Hope sank with all hands of a total of 919 officers and enlisted men. Charlie's name is recorded on Portsmouth Naval Memorial. My brother was 26 years old.
Percy Martin Dickens, Lance Corporal, 1st Battalion, Kimberley Regiment, South African Infantry. My name is Herbert Dickens. I had three brothers, two of whom lost their lives in France. Percy was my elder brother by 10 years. He emigrated to South Africa, became a South African citizen, and there he married Nancy Orchard in 1904. When war broke out, Percy enlisted in the 1st Regiment, South African Infantry. He is believed to have been killed on 14th of September 1906 and is buried at Villa Station Cemetery in France. My brother Percy was 40 years old.
Dickens, Gilbert Collingwood, Private, 1st and 5th Battalion, London Regiment, London Rifle Brigade. Gilbert was my youngest brother and the baby of the family. Gilbert enlisted with the 1st and 5th Battalion London Rifle Brigade. His battalion was in action at Gaume Court on the 1st of July 1916, the first day of the Battle of the Somme, when he was killed. His body was not found, and his name is recorded on the Thiepval Memorial. Gilbert was 20 years old. Our parents, John and Florence, came to live in Belmont, Skinner's Lane in Ashted during the war years.
Jake Leonard, Private 2nd and 4th Battalion, London Regiment, Royal Fusiliers. My name is Hannah Drake. I married Leonard Drake in 1911 and we came to live at the Nook in Skinner's Lane, Ashted. Our daughter Nancy was born in... Dang it.
Daughter.
Yep.
How good would it be to be like singing?
Okay. Jake Leonard, Private 2nd and 4th Battalion, London Regiment, Royal Fusiliers. My name is Hannah Drake. I married Leonard Drake in 1911 and we came to live at the Nook in Skinner's Lane, Ashted. Our daughter Nancy was born March 1914. Leonard was called up, initially into the Bedfordshire. Yes, okay. Leonard was called up initially into the Bedfordshire Regiment, but was then transferred into the 4th City of London Battalion Royal Fusiliers. Leonard's battalion arrived in Belgium on the 19th of September, but did not go into the trenches until 5 days later, so I don't think that they recorded the date he was killed correctly. But they did not find his body, and he is recorded on the Meningate Memorial as being killed on the 20th of September 1917. My husband was 36 years old. Nancy and I stayed in on the same house in Ashted for a long time after the war.
Edward Sidney, Gunner, 1 and 5th Battalion, Hants Battery, Royal Field Artillery, 86th Battery, Royal Garrison Artillery. My name is John Edwards, and I married an Ashted girl, Emily Longhurst, in 1884. We started off in common cottages in Ashted, moved to Five the Flats, High Road, and later moved to Two Park Walk. We had a large family, 9 children in all. Sidney was number 3. He was still under 18 when he enlisted in Kingston, well before the war, and was initially placed with the Royal Field Artillery. He was later transferred to the Royal Garrison Artillery and was part of the 86th Heavy Battery, which went out to Mesopotamia in November 1914 as part of the 6th Division. The 6th Division reached Kut, about 140 miles west of Baghdad, on the River Tigris, where they were surrounded by Turkish forces for 147 days, and forced to surrender on the 29th of April 1916. The garrison troops were held prisoners of war by the Turks for 2.5 years, in appalling conditions, and of the 2,592 British officers and men who went into captivity, 1,755 died. Sydney is recorded as having died in enemy hands on the 30th of August 1916 at Kut. He's buried at Baghdad, Northgate War Cemetery in Iraq. Our son was 29 years old.
Fabry Charles Euclid, Lance Corporal, 8th Battalion Rifle Brigade. My name is Ernest Fabry and I lived at 6 Park Lane, Ashford, with my father and my younger brother, Charles Fabry. Our mother died in 1897 when I was 4 and Charles was 2 years old. I also lived at 2 Gladstone cottages and in May Cottage. Charles enlisted in the 8th Battalion, the Rifle Brigade, in September 1914 and went to France as part of the Expeditionary Force on 20th November. He came home in March 1915 and then rejoined his battalion in France on 5th August 1915. He was killed in action near Bozenay, north of Ypres, on 25th January 1916. He is buried at Essex Farm Cemetery in Belgium. My brother was 20 years old.
Footman Frank, Private 1st Battalion, Duke of Cornwall's Light Infantry. My name is George Footman and I lived at 6 Connaught Village in Cladstone Road, Ashdod. Frank was my younger brother. He enlisted with the Duke of Cornwall's Light Infantry and went to join the 1st Battalion south of Ypres in December 1914. The battalion had only been relocated to Thouars in France a few days and were in billets when Frank was reported drowned on the 2nd of August, 1915. It sounds more as if it was an accident than in action, as the battalion was not moved to the trenches until 17th of August. Frank is buried at Point 110 Old Military Cemetery, France. My brother was 19 years old.
George Richard Fox, Leading Seaman, Royal Navy Reserve. My name is Edith Fox and I lived at Willow Cottage, to the Common, Ashdod, with my parents and a younger brother. George Fox was my elder brother and he had already left home and enlisted in the Royal Navy in 1899 when he was 14 years old as boy second class. He re-enlisted in 1902 as ordinary seaman for a 12-year engagement and left the service in March 1914 after 14 years continuous service, nearly all spent at sea. As a reservist, he was called back in August 1914 but did not serve afloat before he was invalided in February 1915 on medical grounds.
John Cameron Gordon, 2nd Lieutenant, 8th Battalion, Royal Berkshire Regiment. My name is Florence Gordon. John and I were married in 1910 and came to live at Glandore, 203 Barnetwood Lane, Ashdod. Our son, John David, was born at the end of May 1917, but my husband had already left to join the 8th Battalion, Royal Berkshire Regiment near Arras in France as a 2nd Lieutenant a month before John David was born. John was one of 6 officers killed in action on the 21st of March 1918 when in the front line at La Fontaine in France. His body was not found and his name is recorded on the Pozières Memorial in France. My husband was 27 years old and did not live to see our son. Leslie Stewart Herbert Griffin, Lieutenant, Gloucester Regiment. My name is Clara Griffin and I lived with my husband Herbert at Greengates Barnetwood Lane, Ashdod. Leslie was our only child and he enlisted in the Honourable Artillery Company as a private on the 8th of August 1914. He returned to England in March 1915 because of severe illness and as soon as he recovered, he applied for a commission in the Gloucester Regiment. Leslie was mentioned in dispatches and was serving as Lieutenant in D Company of the 10th Battalion, the Gloucesters, when he was killed on the 18th of August 1916 at Bazentin in France. He is buried in Bazentin, Le Petit, communal cemetery in France. Our son was 20 years old.
Grove, Philip Cranston, 2nd Lieutenant, 2nd Battalion, Seaforth Highlanders. My name is John Grove, and I lived with my wife and 4 children at Eastcott in Oakfield Road, Ashdod. Philip was the eldest of 4 children and the only boy. He set out to be a career soldier and was commissioned into the 2nd Battalion Seaforth Highlanders on leaving Sandhurst in 1915. He was wounded at Lebouf in 23rd of October 1915, but stayed at his post. Philip was given home leave during the last week of November 1915 and was back with his battalion in France and serving as acting captain commanding C Company when he was killed, leading his men on the 11th of April 1917 during a major attack on the enemy at Fampo, east of Arras. Originally reported as missing, his body was later found and he is buried at Brown's Copse Cemetery in France. Our son was 19 years old.
Private Ernest Edward Hafferden, Acoy 2nd Battalion, the Queen's Royal West Surrey Regiment.
My name is Doris Hafferden, and I lived at Greylands Cottages in Gladstone Road, Ashstead, with my parents and my little brother Arthur. I was only 6 when my father was called up, and we didn't see him again. I know that he joined the 2nd Battalion, the Queen's Regiment, but we think he had been transferred to the 3rd or 4th Battalion when he was killed on 7th October 1917 because he is buried in Hooge Crater Cemetery in Belgium. My father was 30 years old. My mother, Arthur and myself later moved to Oak Cottage, the Common.
Harrison Edgar Brooks, 2nd Lieutenant, West Yorkshire Regiment, Prince of Wales Own. My name is John Harrison, and I lived with my parents and my two younger brothers at Westfield New Road, Ashstead. Edgar was the younger of my two brothers. He was commissioned to the 7th Battalion, West Yorkshire Regiment, as a 2nd Lieutenant, and died on the 29th of September 1916 of wounds he had received earlier at Thiepval. He is buried at the Butcher Villas British Cemetery in France. My brother was 19 years old.
Hayter Arthur Cecil Thomas, Lieutenant, 2nd Battalion, Norfolk Regiment, Attached 1st Battalion, Lincolnshire Regiment. My name is Doris Hafferden and I live at Greylands Cottages in Gladstone Road, Ashstead, with my parents and my little brother Arthur. I was only 6 when my father was called up and we didn't see him again. I know that he joined the 2nd Battalion, the Queen's Regiment, but we think he had been transferred to the 3rd or 4th Battalion when he was killed on the 7th of October 1917, because he is buried in Hooge Crater Cemetery in Belgium. My father was 30 years old. My mother, Arthur, and myself later moved to Oak Cottage, the Common.
Hayward Sidney, Private, 20th Battalion, Royal Fusiliers. My name is Charles Hayward, and I lived with my wife, Lily, in the street Ashstead, where I owned a grocery store. Sidney was our only child, and he enlisted as a private in the 20th Battalion, the Royal Fusiliers, in 1915, when he was 19. He was killed in action at Auchy-le-Mine, east of Bethune, on 17th of May, 1916, and is buried in Cambrin, Churchyard Extension in France. Our son was 20 years old.
Lieutenant Frank Allen Hicks, 4th Battalion, Royal Fusiliers, Military Cross.
My name is Arthur Hicks, and I am the younger brother of Frank Hicks. We lived at Parkside Cottage in Ashstead, and later moved to Great Murray's on Agates Lane. Frank went into the army as a career, and was commissioned into the 4th Battalion, Royal Fusiliers, when he left Sandhurst in December 1914. He was badly wounded by shrapnel in May 1915, and spent nearly 2 years back in England recovering, before going back to join his battalion in 1917. Frank was awarded a Military Cross and was mentioned in dispatches. He was killed in action near Albert, south of Arras, on the 21st of August 1918. He is buried in Buckway Road Cemetery in France. My brother was 21 years old.
Hillier Frank Reginald, Private, 1st Battalion, East Lancashire Regiment. My name is Lillian Longhurst, and I live with my husband at 1 Felix Cottages, Crampshaw Lane, Ashstead, with our two children, three of my brothers and a half-sister. Frank Hillier, my youngest brother, had already left home and had enlisted in the 1st Battalion, East Lancashire Regiment, giving Felix Cottages as his home address. His battalion went to France in August 1914, and they were in action in Belgium when Frank was killed, in action on the 6th of July 1915, near Bosingette. He is buried in Talana Farm Cemetery in Belgium. My brother was 22 years old.
Jackman Arthur John, Sergeant Army P Corps. My name is Alice Wurzfeld, and I was Arthur Jackman's younger sister. Our father had been killed in an accident on the railways in 1892. When Arthur and I were still young, our mother Fanny married again, and we lived in Rectory Lane, Ashted, with our stepfather Arthur Dibben, later moving to 5 Mount Pleasant, Skinner's Lane. Arthur signed up with the Army Pay Corps and died on 10th November 1918. He is buried in Ashted St Giles Churchyard. My brother was 28 years old.
Jones Benedict Henry Melville, Lieutenant, Armament School, Royal Air Force. My name is Ruby Melville Jones and I'm the elder sister of Benedict Jones. My brother obtained a commission in the Royal Flying Corps when he was 19 and went to France in August 1914. He was wounded 3 months later and came back to recuperate. When he had recovered, he was posted to a Fornes Experimental Station in Suffolk and flew several times with our elder brother, who was a scientist, testing instruments over France in actual wartime conditions. He was piloting a test flight from Orfordness in a Bristol F-2B biplane fighter on the 14th of April 1918, when his aircraft crashed, killing both Benedict and his observer. He is buried in Orford Churchyard. My brother was 20 years old. At the time he was killed, our parents were living in the Red House in Skinner's Lane, Ashted.
Lisney William, Signaller, 1st Battalion, Gloucestershire Regiment, Military Medal. My name is George Lisney, and William Lisney was my younger brother. We lived in Crampshaw Lane, Ashted, with our parents and our two younger sisters. We had an older sister, but she had left home and was working in Richmond. William enlisted in the 3rd Hussars, but was transferred across to the 1st Battalion, the Gloucestershire Regiment, in September 1914. He was awarded the Military Medal sometime prior to June 1916. He was wounded during the fighting at Poziers Ridge in France and taken to a casualty clearing station, but died from his wounds on the 25th of August 1916. He is buried at Healy Station Cemetery in France. My brother was 20 years old.
Longhurst, Henry James, Private 2nd Battalion, King's Royal Rifle Corps. My name is Edith Longhurst, and I was a younger sister to Henry or Harry. There were 8 of us in our family. Our parents and 4 of their children were living in Vine Cottages, Skinner's Lane, Ashted in 1911, but Harry and I had already left home and had found jobs. Harry was employed as a gardener at the Lodge Gardens in Effingham, and when war was declared, he signed up in the 2nd Battalion, the King's Royal Rifle Corps, and went to France in March 1915. Harry was killed on the 25th September 1915 on the first day of the Loos Offensive. His body was not found and his name is recorded in the Loos Memorial in France. My brother was 23 years old.
Maples, Kenneth James, Captain, 3rd Battalion and 2nd Battalion, South Staffordshire Regiment. My name is Frederick Maples and I'm the eldest of 3 brothers. Our parents lived at the Hut, Ashted. My middle brother, Kenneth James, was commissioned into the 3rd Battalion, South Staffordshire Regiment, and served with them in South Africa during the Second Boer War. When war broke out in Europe in 1914, he was mobilised again with his regiment, and in early 1915 was transferred to the 2nd Battalion. He was killed at Fustbert whilst leading in a night attack on the 16th of May 1915. His body was not found, and his name is recorded on the Turret Memorial in France. My brother Kenneth was 35 years old. He had been married to Alice for only 3 years, and they did not have children. Maples, William Evelyn, Lieutenant Colonel, 6th Battalion, Lancashire Regiment, Major Duke of Wellington, West Riding Regiment. William was my younger brother. He was commissioned into the Duke of Wellington's regiment and also went to serve in South Africa. Although his battalion left South Africa for India in 1905, William was seconded to the King's African Rifles and did not rejoin his own regiment until 1910. Seconded once more, this time in October 1916, as Lieutenant Colonel in command of the 6th Battalion, the Loyal North Lancashire Regiment. He was killed in action on the 15th of December 1916 on the Tigris Line in Mesopotamia. His body was not recovered and his name is recorded on the Basma Memorial in Iraq. My brother William was 36 years old.
Matthew William, Private 7th Battalion, the Buffs, East Kent Regiment. My name is Ernest Matthews, and I'm the youngest of 9 children of James and Catherine Matthews. We lived at West Lodge, Ashton Park. By 1911, there were only 4 of us children left living at home. William had gone off to work as a gardener, like his father, and came back to sign up in Kingston with the East Kent Regiment, the Buffs, in January 1917. He was serving with the 7th Battalion when he was killed in action on the 13th October 1917, at the First Battle of Passchendaele. He is buried in Pole Capel, British Cemetery near Ypres in Belgium. My brother was 24 years old. He married Annie Grocott in 1915, but they had no children.
May Henry, Private, 8th Battalion, Royal Inniskilling Fusiliers. My name is Frederick May, and I was the second of 6 children of Frederick and Anne May of 5... My name is Frederick May, and I was the second of 6 children of Frederick and Anne May of 5 Kirkwood's Cottage in Barnetwood Lane, Ashted. Although Henry was 2 years older than me when we left home, we managed to get to work together for an upholster in Middlesex. After war broke out, he enlisted in the East Surrey Regiment at Kingston, but we was transferred across to 8th Battalion, the Royal Inniskilling Fusiliers. Frederick was in the frontline trenches at Friesenburg, northeast of Ypres, when his position was heavily shelled and he died from injuries on 7th August 1917. He's buried in Brandhoek, New Military Cemetery in Belgium. My brother was 30 years old. He and Eva Cook were married in 1912, but there were no children.
Millard, Harry Albert, 2nd Lieutenant, 58th Battery 35th Brigade, Royal Field, Artillery Military Medal. My name is James Clapshoe and I live with my wife Caroline at 12 Edenfield Villas, Grove Road, Ashted. Harry Millard was my nephew. Harry enlisted with the Royal Field Artillery in 1907, giving his age at 18 when he was only 15. By the time war broke out, he was a 20-year-old corporal. He successfully applied for a commission and was appointed 2nd Lieutenant in June 1916. His battery came under enemy fire when fighting near Fleur-Corselette in France. He was taken to a casualty clearing station at Le Neuville, but they were unable to save his life and he died on 16th of September 1916. He is buried at Corby Communal Cemetery Extension in France. My nephew was 22 years old. He married Cecilia Murdy on the 26th of July 1916 in St. Giles Church. There were no children.
William Newbury, TACA AirMec Royal Air Force. My name is Reuben Newbury and William was 3 years older than me. William was enlisted in the Royal Flying Corps on the 5th of March 1917, when he was 26 and was transferred into the Royal Air Force on the 1st of April 1918 with the rank of Air Mechanic Class 2. He was serving with the 46th Kite Balloon Section near Beauvoir, France, where he was reported first as missing, then as killed in action on the 30th of September 1918. Commonwealth War Graves records give his date of death as 4th of October 1918. We do not know how exactly or when he died, as his casualty record card was reported destroyed on the 7th of October. It is possible that he was in a balloon basket responsible for the telephone whilst his officer was observing the enemy and his escape parachute failed to open. But it is strange that there's no other casualties that are reported in that period. We just don't know. William is buried in the Quant Communal Cemetery, British Extension, near Arras, France. My brother was 27 years old.
Private Alfred James Newman, 17th Battalion, Royal Fusiliers.
My name is Charlie Newman, and Alfred Newman was 4 years older than me. The family home's in Dorset, but my brother had decided to be a school teacher and was teaching at a school in Antwerp when war broke out. He came back to England and taught for a short time at a council school in Ashdod, before enlisting in Epsom in November 1915. He had only been married to Sarah Davis a few months before he was in France with the 17th Battalion, the Royal Fusiliers, where he was killed in action at Delville Wood on 27th July 1916. His body was not recovered, and his name is recorded on the Fayetteville Memorial, Somme, France. My brother was 27 years old.
Private Cecil Newman, 6th Battalion, the Buffs, East Kent Regiment.
My name is Daisy Newman, and I was 2 years older than my brother Cecil. Our parents and 8 children lived at 4 Mount Pleasant in Skinner's Lane, Ashdod. Cecil enlisted in the 6th Battalion, the East Kent Regiment, and was with them when he was killed in action near Albert on the 26th of March 1918. His body was not found, and his name is recorded on the Puzziers Memorial in France. My brother was 19 years old.
Osborne Arthur, Private 7th Battalion, Norfolk Yeomanry. My name is Violet Osborne, and I lived with my parents and my 5 elder brothers in One Glebe Road, Ashdod. Arthur was 4 years older than me. When he enlisted in the army, he was initially put into one of the Hertfordshire Yeomanry battalions, but was later transferred across to the 7th Battalion, Norfolk Regiment. Arthur was wounded in the fighting at Effingham, France, and evacuated to the military hospital at Rouen, but died from his injuries on the 19th of September 1918. He is buried in the Saint-Sever Cemetery extension in France. My brother was 19 years old.
Peake Collin, Lieutenant Leicestershire Yeomanry. My name is Ronald Peake, and I lived in Howard House, Woodfield Lane, Ashdod, with my wife Rebecca and our 2 children, Colin and Catherine. Both children were born in Ashdod and baptised in St Giles Church. Colin joined the Leicestershire Yeomanry as a second lieutenant in April 1909 and volunteered for the overseas service when war broke out in 1914. He went to France with his regiment in November 1914 and was killed in action in an advanced trench near Ypres on the 13th of May 1915. He is buried in Oostarven Wood Cemetery in Belgium. Our son was 25 years old.
Pearson Richard John, Private, 1st Battalion, East Surrey Regiment. My name is Elizabeth Pearson, and I married Richard Pearson in 1904. Richard enlisted in the 1st Battalion, East Surrey Regiment, and was taken prisoner on the 18th of July 1917, when on a raiding party at Fresnoy, northwest of Bailleul in France. He was held captive in Germany and died as a prisoner of war in Nuremberg on the 2nd of November 1918. Just before the end of the war. He is buried in Hamburg Cemetery. I came to live in Ashdod at Clifton, the first villa south of Park Walk on the eastern side of Rectory Lane, for a short time during the war whilst Richard was away, but left soon after. My husband was 43 years old.
Reddick Percy, Private, 1st/5th, the Queen's, Royal West Surrey Regiment. My name is Arthur Reddick, and I lived with my wife, Eliza, and our 4 children at Otways Lane, Ashdod. Percy Reddick was our eldest boy. When war was declared, he signed up with the East Surrey Regiment, but was transferred across into the 1st/5th Battalion, the Queen's West Surrey Regiment, and went with them to Mesopotamia. He was serving with the battalion at the Second Battle of Ramadi, about 60 miles west of Baghdad, which resulted in the surrender of the Turkish forces. Conditions were dreadful, and when Percy died on the 13th of October 1917, it could have been from disease or from wounds received in a battle 2 weeks before. He is buried in Baghdad, North Gate War Cemetery. Our son Percy was 26 years old.
Reddick Signy, Sergeant, 1st Battalion, London Regiment, Royal Fusiliers. Signy was our second son, 3 years younger than Percy. Signy also enlisted in the East Surrey Regiment and was transferred into the 1st Battalion London Regiment, Royal Fusiliers. He was wounded during the fighting at the Somme crossings and died of his wounds in the casualty clearing station on the 25th of March 1918. He is buried in Gomcourt Wood New Cemetery in France. Our son Signy was 23 years old.
Richardson, Albert George, Pioneer, Chemist, A, Special Company, Royal Engineers.
My name is Louisa Richardson. Albert and I were married in 1909. Albert enlisted in December 1915 and was assigned to the Royal Engineers 1st Battalion, Special Brigade, as a chemist when he was killed in action near Lys in France on the 18th of April 1918. The Special Brigade were responsible for the handling of gas cylinders and the production of smoke screens. He is buried at Sailly-la-Bourse Communal Cemetery Extension in France. My husband was 34 years old. I left the house where I was living in Rectory Lane, Ashted, soon after I heard that he had been killed.
Rook Charles Keith Jago, Corporal A Company, Australian Infantry. My name is Houston Rook and I am younger brother to Charles Rook. Charles lived in the Oaks in Ashted Woods in 1911 and emigrated to join me in Tasmania in March 1914. Within a week of war being declared, Charles volunteered for the Australian Infantry and was assigned to A Company. Their troopship left in October 1914 and was diverted to Egypt for training prior to the Gallipoli landings. Charles's platoon landed on the beachhead on the 25th of April 1915, within half an hour of coming ashore, having volunteered to act as a scout. He was killed near Walker's Ridge. He was buried near to where he fell, but the location was not subsequently found again. His name has been recorded on Lone Pine Memorial, Anzac, Turkey. My brother was 47 years old.
Rookette Arthur Prestwich Henry, Acting Paymaster, Lieutenant Commander, Royal Navy. My name is Catherine Reichwald, and I am the elder sister of Arthur and John Rookette. At the time of my marriage, in 1914, to Max Reichwald in St. Giles Church, I was living with our parents, Henry and Catherine, and one of my sisters, in Highfields House, Highlands, in Ashted. Arthur was a year younger than me, and had left home to join the Royal Navy in 1908 when he was 20. He had arisen to the rank of Lieutenant Commander in the post of Acting Paymaster when he died from illness aboard HMS Grafton on the 15th of November 1918. He is buried in Ismailia War Memorial Cemetery, Egypt. My brother Arthur was 30 years old. Rookette John Hector, 2nd Lieutenant, 1st Battalion, East Surrey Regiment. John was 7 years younger than me and came home from Canada in June 1915 to enlist with the 1st Battalion East Surrey Regiment. He reported for duty with them in France on the 11th of March 1916 and was killed in action whilst leading his platoon on the 15th of July 1916, when his battalion attacked the German-held Switch Trench to the west of Highwood at Bazentin. His body was not recovered, and he is remembered on the Fiberville Memorial at the Somme. My brother John was 22 years old.
George Ernest Taylor, Private, 8th Battalion, the Queen's Royal West Surrey Regiment. My name is Reginald Taylor, and I am George Taylor's eldest brother. We lived in Murray's Court Cottage in Eggates Lane, Ashted, with our parents. George enlisted and was drafted into the 8th Battalion, the Queen's West Surrey Regiment, and went with them to France in December 1915. He was wounded near Ypres in Belgium and was evacuated to a casualty clearing station near Lysenthruck, but died on 5th February 1916. He is buried in Lysenthruck Military Cemetery in Flanders. My brother was 20 years old.
Tuckwell Albert Edward, Driver Army Service Corps, Attached M, Anti-Aircraft Battery. My name is Vera Tuckwell, and I lived at Flat 5, West Hill, Ashted, with my parents and my younger brother and sister. My father signed up as a driver in the Army Service Corps in October 1914. He was sent to France in November, but was back home again in December, and was not sent back to France again until August 1916. He was killed in action by shellfire on the 22nd of April 1917 whilst attached to the M anti-aircraft battery during the Battle of Arras. His body was not found and his name is recorded on the Arras Memorial in France. My father was 32 years old.
Vickery Frank Percival, Lieutenant Corporal, 23rd Battalion, Middlesex Regiment. My name is Mary Louise Vickery. I married Frank Percival Vickery in August 1915 and we went to live in Cobham. Frank joined up in November and was initially stationed at Chatham. Frank came from Ashted and his parents Walter and Sarah lived in 2 Mount Pleasant, Skinner's Lane with his 5 brothers and sisters.
Our son, also Frank Percival, was born in March 1916, and 7 weeks later, his father was sent to France with the 23rd Battalion, London Regiment, Middlesex Regiment. He was made up to Lieutenant Corporal on the 1st of September 1916, and was badly wounded 2 weeks later when leading his section at Fleurs-Courcelette on the Somme. He was evacuated to the military hospital at Rouen, but they didn't manage to save him, and he died on the 25th of September. He is buried at St. Sever Cemetery in France. My husband was 34 years old. His personal possessions, consisting of a tobacco pouch, some photographs, a ready reckoner, and a New Testament, were returned to me in March the following year. Our only child died in 1921, aged 5.
Weller George, private in 13th Battalion, London Regiment, Royal Fusiliers. My name is Phyllis Marston, and I was born in Toronto, Canada, in 1912. When they were young, my father, George Weller, and his brother lived with their parents in Park Avenue South in Ashtead. Both brothers emigrated to Canada in 1910, where George and my mother Ada married the following year. My father was killed in action near Medicine, south of Ypres. On the 4th of August 1917, his body was not recovered, and his name is recorded on the Menin Gate Memorial in Belgium. My father was 30 years old.
Winston Geoffrey Herbert, captain of the 1st Battalion, East Surrey Regiment, attached to the 2nd Battalion, Royal Sussex Regiment. My name is Muriel Winston. Geoffrey Herbert Winston was my younger brother. Quite a bit younger, in fact, as I was 14 years older than he was, and I had two elder brothers. We lived with our parents at Rushmere, in New Road, Ashtead. On leaving school, Geoffrey was commissioned 2nd Lieutenant in the East Surrey Regiment. I reported for duty with the 1st Battalion on the 4th of November 1914. He was promoted to full lieutenant after 6 months. He was later transferred to 2nd Battalion, Royal Sussex Regiment, and was promoted to captain. Geoffrey was killed in action at Highwood near Longville on the 9th of September 1916. He is buried in Caterpillar Valley Cemetery in France. My brother was 21 years old.